chances are many of you right now are holding a cup of coffee.
Probably. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Perfect time for coffee. Mm-hmm. Do you like coffee?
I love coffee.
I like it a little too much. But coffee has a firm hold on our culture. We know that. And here is this week's kind of audio quiz about pop culture references to coffee.
This is the coffee pot at work. Listen to it perk. Look at the coffee as it gets darker and stronger. Smell the honest coffee smell. Ah, smell it.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. 2 cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
I've been driving, hauling loads of grain all day long. Got about 300 miles to go. Well, just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Yeah, just dropped in to have a cup of coffee, friend. Don't you offer me none of that whiskey. Don't need no wine. Got to get that semi down line.
What do you say I buy you a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
Follow me.
Garçon, coffee. This place.
Garçon means boy.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome. Haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
A large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
I'm hashing over an ethical dilemma, so I think I could use some black coffee.
What size would you like?
I've got a lot to ponder, so I think a large.
I'm afraid we don't have large, sir. We have piccolo, macho, mucho, and mucho macho.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
If you think you recognize some of those sound bites about coffee and would like to check your guesses, please go to our website, ozarksatlarge.com.
I think this week's was a little bit harder than the previous weeks. I also want to say, when doing some research for this, I was looking at a lot of 1950s and 60s commercials for coffee.
And that was funny.
Well, yeah, and there was one theme, because it was always either Mrs. Olson coming in, you know, you should try Folgers. And the premise was almost always the same, that the young wife would say, boy, I should make coffee for our guests. And the husband, your coffee? It's highly insulting.
Oh.
I'm glad coffee commercials aren't like the guy can't make coffee himself.
Right, right.
Anyway.
Folgers in your cup.
That's right.